Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brutally Honest Podcast. I'm Puff.
Scalzo.
It's the day before the draft.
Oh, yes.
Which means it's time for the mock draft special. Dun-dun-dun-dun. All right. Dimmick, you got your mock draft? Of course you don't. No, you don't.
He's working on it. He's got it.
Scalzo,
he's got
you
it.
Want to start or you want me to start?
You start. You
all
start.
Right. So the big news today has been that the Browns have narrowed their pick down to two people, Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. And with all these things going together, after studying Mel Kiper's shitty mock drafts and Todd McShay's decent mock drafts, I've come up with my superb mock draft.
Don't forget about Mike McVay.
I didn't look at any of his.
All right, go ahead. Proceed.
The number one pick in my mock draft, the Cleveland Browns are going to select Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
Yes. I think that the Browns are going to take Baker.
Even though after the whole Johnny Manziel, I mean, I don't think Baker Mayfield's anything like Johnny Manziel.
I don't think he's anything like him either, but I don't think the Browns learned from anything, one.
No, they've drafted how many quarterbacks in the last, like, 15
like
years?
Like, way too many. So, because the Browns take Baker Mayfield, the Giants, who I originally thought were going to take Saquon Barkley, the quarterback they want is still on the board, and they take Sam Darnold at number two. The heir apparent.
I'm not convinced on him.
I know you're not. I'm not either, but a lot of the analysts are, and I'm sure the Giants would love to have him as the heir apparent to Eli Manning, so I have them taking Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And the rivalry between him and Josh Rosen will continue, because with the number three pick, I have the New York Jets taking Josh Rosen.
Okay.
So they're taking their West Coast rivalry to the East Coast, from L.A. to NYC.
That's not a bad pick. I think
where he's going to land either way, no matter how anybody drafts.
Yeah, you think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a Jet.
I just can't wait for all these people to get drafted before Lamar Jackson and for him to just use that as motivation.
I can't wait either. But we only did 10 picks. I only did 10 picks at least.
Yeah, so did I. I only did 10 picks too.
Okay. So now the Browns will make the best pick in the draft at number four, and I have them taking Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, you think?
I think so.
You don't think they're going to take that Chubb guy?
No, and I have Chubb falling a little bit here. Not out of the top 10. He's in my top 10, but I think they'll take Saquon Barkley.
I mean,
that offense will be so dynamic.
See, my draft's different from yours, but yeah. That's good.
I'm glad. I don't want it to be the same. That would just be boring.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick, though. I mean, it's possible. It's plausible.
I have at five. Now you got to remember, I also don't know that much about football either. So I'm kind of just.
Everything I assess on this year's draft class is from the eye test. I have zero. I don't know any statistics on these guys.
Yeah.
Other than Lamar Jackson ran for 3,000 and threw for 1,000, or threw for 3,000 and ran for 1,000. That's about it. Well, but regardless,
I went off the eye test. Sam Darnold wouldn't even be in my
exactly.
First round.
That's what I'm saying. I go off the eye test, and I'm not sold on him. But regardless,
all right.
Proceed.
At number five, I have the Denver Broncos taking Josh Allen.
I like that.
I don't think he's going number one. And if he goes number one, I'll be surprised. But I have him going five to Denver.
That's the perfect fit for him.
Elway.
Yeah.
That is just, that pick looks so right.
That pick does look nice.
Indy, I have them taking Roquan Smith. Don't know much about him. I've got to be honest.
Out of
Georgia.
Yeah. He's the linebacker, right?
Yeah, I mean, Indy's in shambles. They could use anyone.
Roquan
right now.
Smith is a beast.
Yeah. And I have Bradley Chubb going to Tampa Bay. I've seen him there in other mock drafts, and I didn't think he would fall any farther than that. I mean, he could even be picked by Indy. I just don't know. But I thought that was a good place for him. And, I mean, everybody has the Chicago Bears taking Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. That's a perfect fit for him.
Yeah.
The guard from Notre Dame. Now, I have Minka Fitzpatrick going number 9 to San Francisco. And then to round it out, I have the Raiders getting Denzel Ward from Ohio State. So that is my top 10. I might do a draft special on my own before the draft. Round out the first round. But that is my initial go-to, my initial...
I like it.
Top 10 picks. I mean, I like it. I think it's a decent, you know, decent bunch. Coming from just a fan, I'm no draft expert, so I can't wait to watch it, though. I'm pretty excited. Same. I always get excited about draft season.
Same.
I'm glad I don't have work late at night. I have until 2 tomorrow, so that'll be fun. All right, Scouts. What do you got going number 1 the Cleveland Browns?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1 pick, Cleveland Browns, Sam Darnold.
You have them taking Sam Darnold,
yep.
Making the smart pick.
Making the horrible mistake that they make every single time in drafting a quarterback that I don't think is good with the eye test.
I heard this today, and you know, it really resonated with me. All USC quarterbacks are busts.
Yeah.
Like
Carson Palmer is the only one to have a decent career.
Since Carson Palmer, Leinart.
Sanchez.
Wasn't there one more? Well, I mean, regardless, there's another one between him and Darnold, and I don't know who he is. He's not playing right now.
Yeah.
Because they always get good running backs, wide receivers that the quarterbacks feel comfortable, and they get in the NFL, and they're a bust.
Yeah, I have Cleveland doing that.
Okay, so.
Number 2, New York Giants, Saquon Barkley.
That is where everyone thinks he's going, and I was trying to take a different route, thinking that New York might be like, oh, my God,
well,
that is our future right
now.
We need to take
it. It's interesting because they have Wayne Gallman, that kid from Clemson that was on the team with Deshaun Watson.
Uh-huh.
And they have Paul Perkins, and they're not bad. They're both young. They're still like 23, 24. But, I mean, Saquon Talent is one of those.
It's like his draft grade's like 98. He's a once-in-a-generation player.
Like you, yeah, it's exactly.
That's once in a lifetime.
Number 3. I have the Jets taking Baker.
The Jets taking Baker. I like that. So you have Josh Rosen falling a little bit back here.
Mm-hmm. I have Baker shining in the limelight.
Shining in New York City. Bringing the Jets back. The Jets are back.
At number 4, I have the Cleveland Browns selecting Chubb. But I don't really know if I like that pick or not.
Well, here's what happens. If Saquon gets picked before 4, you can bet your ass that the Browns are going to take Bradley Chubb. I don't know who else they would take with that pick. Because you also hear stupid rumors that they're going to take 2 quarterbacks at number 1, which is something the Cleveland Browns would do.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hope not. All right, who we got at number 5?
Well, Who's the original number 5? Like, who's number 5?
I think it was always Denver.
It was always Denver?
Yeah. The Colts and Jets swap picks.
The Colts and Jets swap picks?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Number 5 to Denver. I have Josh Rosen.
That's a good pick.
But I feel like something could happen at number 5.
A trade out.
I feel like something could happen.
We're basically doing this mock draft assuming that none of these teams are going to trade out.
Yeah.
Like you can never predict.
I picked Josh Rosen, but I would love to see someone just swoop in and be like, nah, Josh Allen, you're coming to our team.
Okay,
we're making
so
let's say this.
So is there a potential where you could see Buffalo moving up to 5? And taking Josh Allen.
Definitely.
Okay, so like that's something
definitely.
You see happening. Okay.
I see someone trying. Well, I don't even know about Buffalo. Buffalo's a good fit. I could see anybody trying to swoop in there for that.
I've heard Buffalo would try to move up to 5.
If that kid falls back to 5, someone's gonna try and get him.
Move up to get him. Yeah. All right. Indy at number 6.
Number 6, I have them taking that Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, Roquan Smith. Tampa Bay.
I have him taking Derwin James from Florida State, the corner.
Florida State.
That guy should be top five from the eye test.
Uh-huh.
He's a beast.
I got you. Number eight.
Yeah, that kid from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
He's going to the Bears.
Number nine, San Francisco.
Sorry for you, bud, but you're going to the Bears. San Fran, I have them drafting Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker, okay. Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Oakland, you got.
I have them taking Minka. Yeah, I have them.
So you have Josh Rosen falling out of the top 10.
I have Josh Rosen going 11 to the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, all right, I like that. That is a good pick.
All right, Dimmick, you ready?
Dimmick's.
All right, we'll make some fillers. We'll put
Dimmick's making.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because we can keep going.
Yeah, we can keep going.
We,
yeah, you're good. You can
yeah, you're
it
good.
Going.
You're good. We can keep talking. That I mean.
Well, all right, Dimmick. It's your chance to speak here, bud.
All right, Matt Dimmick on the mic here.
How are we doing today?
Who we got going number one?
Number one. I don't know why. I mean, I think the hype around them. Cleveland taking Josh Allen.
All right, so he's got Cleveland taking their balls and putting them in their hands and taking Josh Allen. At number two, who do we got?
Number two, we got the Giants taking Saquon.
That's where everyone's going. I hope he ends up on the Browns. I hope Baker and Saquon end up on the same team. I would love that. Who we got going to the Jets?
It's a little copy like Scalzo, not really, because I had it down as he was speaking. I put Baker.
Baker Mayfield going to the Jets. Bring him back, New York City. Well, the Jets to New York City. You know what I mean. We got at number four.
With number four, Cleveland again, I have them going with that one tackle, Mike McGlinchey.
That's an interesting pick. I didn't have him in my top 10. Skaz, I don't think you had him in your top 10 either. Who was it, Dimmick? Mike?
Mike McGlinchey.
Interesting pick. All right, at number five.
I could see Denver adding to the linebacker core with the line with Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb, defensive end.
See, I said Josh Rosen there, but I said I'm seeing the trade.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Some people think that's where Baker Mayfield could fall back, is if something happens. Because I really think Josh Rosen is going to the Jets. I think they're real sold on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're taking Baker.
Well, we'll see. Because Baker could be the first overall pick in this draft. Mm-hmm. It's the reports coming out of Cleveland are it's either him or Allen. They've narrowed it down to those two.
Not Donald?
Nope. Allen and Baker Mayfield. It's clear that they want someone dynamic and not a sole pocket passer. They want someone who can move around in the pocket and run if he needs to. And basically what you're just choosing is size, like Josh Allen because you like his size, or Baker Mayfield because you love his athletic ability. All right, Dimmick, who do we got at number six?
Number six, perhaps Bryce Love going to Indy.
Okay, I like that pick.
From Stanford.
I like that pick.
Yeah, all right.
Bryce Love. I don't think I've seen him in a top 10. So
in a couple
top 10. So that's an interesting pick. Bryce Love.
And then with number seven, I'm not sure what Tampa Bay really is in need for. So maybe a corner. So I'd have to go with Clyde Farrell out of Clemson. No, that's a fucking defensive end. No, I have Denzel Ward going to Chicago.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't have
the number eight.
So what about Quentin Nelson going to Tampa Bay?
What about Derwin James?
Dude, Derwin James could end up going there. I mean.
I mean, he's like the best fucking corner. I think.
Mm-hmm. Minka's good. Denzel Ward. It's going to be interesting out of those two, which one gets taken first and where.
I could see Minka going to San Fran with number nine. I mean, building around that young team. Well, not young team, but on the rise.
I think with the loss of Reuben Foster, Shanahan wants another linebacker in there. Because Reuben Foster's gone, dude. He got hit with another, like,
Yeah, no Reuben Foster. Scouts are saying there's no more Reuben Foster. That is a pretty big deal.
He's gonna draft another linebacker.
Possibly. Wow, that's interesting. All right, so who do we got at number 8 going to Chicago?
Number 8, I said it was Denzel Ward.
Denzel Ward, my bad. Number 9, to San Fran.
I mean, Scalzo has me thinking now with the loss of Reuben Foster and all that.
That they need a new linebacker. So if you're thinking that,
maybe
Roquan Smith?
Yeah, Roquan Smith out of Georgia. Rashawn Evans out of Alabama. All those top guys.
Yes. And then at number 10 for Oakland.
Number 10, I could see Oakland getting another Alabama boy in Calvin Ridley.
That would be interesting. See, I have him, and hopefully he ends up where I want him to end up. I have the Cowboys taking him at 19.
This is also the biggest possibility that there is. At number 10, Oakland Raiders trade their pick and next year's pick to the Atlanta Falcons for Julio Jones.
Oh, dude, that is, if he gets traded on draft day, I'll be so shocked.
Get the real Bama boys.
Actually, a possibility for that pick, too, is the Cowboys have been talking about trading up. So what if they trade with Oakland or someone up closer? Because I think they want Calvin Ridley.
They could trade with Denver, maybe.
You're going to trade up to 5 to take a receiver. I hope not. That's ballsy.
It's Jerry Jones.
I know it's Jerry Jones, and it's stupidity, but I'm
exactly
hoping Stephen Jones is in.
You were this close to Johnny Manziel.
I know, and Stephen Jones saved us.
Yeah.
Thank God. Who knows how he could have ended up in Dallas, though. You never know.
Well, I mean, he's Mr. Texas, so all that stuff would have got put away to the side if Jerry Jones
for a little bit, and then it would have just been too much to push under the rug.
Yeah, when there's pictures of him railing coke off some bitch's
like
ass.
It just becomes too much. All right? I mean, that's pretty much our mock draft for now.
Yeah, fuck Tyler Esenetti.
Yeah. We wanted to bring him on months ago. And we were going to keep bringing him on, but he dissed us. He dissed the show. Fuck him. Piece of shit.
Anyways.
That's all I got to say. So, where are we watching this draft tomorrow, man?
I mean, either here or at my house.
All right, I'm down with that. Or possibly my house. I'm very excited for this draft. That's all I've got to say. Hopefully the Cowboys make some good moves. Moving on to the NBA.
Fuck the NBA.
Big... Scouse is just mad because the Portland Trail Blazers got swept.
Rondo's in playoff mode.
Rondo is in playoff mode. But big games today. Game 5, Wizards-Raptors. Very excited about that game. I think the Wizards can take a hold of this series. If they win tonight, they're winning in 6.
I think the Pacers can take a hold of this series tonight,
I think the Pacers
could
take a hold of this series, too, if they win tonight. I just know that I'm going to have to trust the restart, as I'm calling the new thing in Cleveland. Trust the restart.
The restart?
The restart. Hashtag trust the restart.
You think K-Love's going with LeBron? You think they're both gone?
I mean, it depends. Do you want to tank? Like, do you want to start tanking and be complete dog shit? Or do you want to try to salvage something? Keep K-Love, because you got, like, in reality, dude, Cleveland gets lucky, they can end up with the number 1 pick, no matter how like you know what I mean? I don't know where.
Well, they still have the Brooklyn pick.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. I don't know where Brooklyn ended up. Like, they could have been like 5th or 6th, but there's a possibility they can end up with the first overall pick.
Yeah.
And take a great dynamic player and get really lucky. But it depends. Well, K-Love's still under contract. I'm like, not.
Yeah, but they could.
Sure. They can move him. But what are you going to move him for? He's 32. I think he's like a year younger than LeBron, so he's 31, 32. He's out of his prime. He's still good, but you're not. What are you going to get from a couple pieces? You're not going to get a star for him.
Well, obviously.
I like Kevin Love, so I hope he stays and just, you know, keep the team interesting.
Yeah.
But who knows what they're going to do. Jazz and...
I love that series.
Thunder. This could be it for the big three.
The one season that they had, yeah, no, I knew that wasn't going to happen. Paul George was on the move regardless.
I don't know, regardless. Like, dude, what if they were just so good this season that they make the conference finals, make the championship, and lose? You know what I mean?
I think Paul George was on the move. I think this was just
regardless of what happened. You thought it was championship or bust for him.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That is a possibility. I'm not too sure.
I thought Paul George was on the move after that.
You thought he was championship or bust.
Yeah.
I think they're going to move Melo's contract, too. He's going to be traded. A lot of talk about, you know, the Sixers won last night. A lot of talk about D-Wade possibly retiring and hanging it up. I hope
Sad
not.
To see, yeah.
I don't want to, dude. It's so weird now seeing all these basketball players that I grew up loving just leaving the game.
I still have a kid's Sports Illustrated from like 06 with D-Wade on the cover.
I have one,
of it.
Dude, I think, was it a big book?
Mm-hmm.
I have one with Adrian Peterson, a picture in the middle of him from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, dude. Like, LeBron's going to be gone soon, but, dude, D-Wade out of the league? I can't even think of that.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
I can't. I hope he gives it one more year. A lot of talk that he's not going to, but who knows what's going to happen there. And then today, you got the Timberwolves and the Rockets, which is turning out to be a pretty decent
series. The T-Wolves are a solid team with Jimmy B on the court. They lost them. That's why they're such a low seed. If they had someone other than the Rockets, they have an opportunity to move on.
They're not going to move on, but that team's young. Like, that team is going to make something.
They have a young core, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. Tomorrow, we got the Boston and the Bucks.
I love watching the Bucks.
I love watching the Bucks, too. I was really hoping they
got up in the series.
Yeah, I was hoping they got up, but they didn't. I think the Bucks are going to come back and win this series. They really do.
Regardless, I mean, I'd hope they win this series because next year they have no chance of winning this series.
No.
Unless they get a piece.
Dude, next year, I heard it today on Colin Cowherd's show. Philly and Boston are going to be battling for the Eastern Conference Finals next year.
Yeah.
That's going to be who it is.
When you have Kyrie and Gordon Hayward back on that team.
And that young core that they have, that team's going to be amazing. Plus, bro, what if Paul George decides, I don't want to take my talents out west. I want to go play with Kyrie in Boston.
Where's Kawhi going to go?
That's what I'm saying. What if he ends up in Boston? What if Paul George ends up in Philly? Like, these teams have potential and cap space to add stars. Like, L.A.'s, maybe nobody wants to go to L.A. I'm sure a star is going to end up in L.A. this offseason. But, you know, you never know. It could be that great player, LiAngelo Ball.
Or LeBron James.
LeBron James, that's where I think he's going. I think L.A.
You think he's
right now.
He's
going
to be a Laker?
LA. I think he's going to be a Laker. But then, bro, there's a lot of pressure if he goes to L.A. Is he going to be the only star to go to L.A. that's never delivered them a championship?
No, because he's going to get to L.A. He's going to play one season with that shit squad. Well, actually, no, because Kuzma and Ingram, they're
not
a
shit
bad.
Squad.
They're not bad.
And Lonzo Ball's coming into his
Lonzo
own.
Lonzo Ball's a good PG. So, I mean, yeah, LeBron James and Magic will figure something out.
I know. I just hope so. Because like, you can't be LeBron James, the only star to never deliver L.A. a chip. That sucks.
Yeah.
Who knows there, though? I mean, who do you think now, judging, but knowing what we know, who do you got in the conference finals in the East?
I hate to say it, but the Sixers.
The Sixers are definitely making the conference finals.
Toronto.
You think Toronto's going to?
Oh, are the Sixers and Toronto on the same side?
Yes.
All right, never mind then.
I believe so.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure how the bracket's set up. But the Sixers are definitely going to make it. And, I mean, shit, if Toronto's not going to make it.
I still think the Cavs are going to make it, but I think they're going to lose to the Sixers in 5 games. Possibly a sweep. They can't keep up with the Sixers. I think the Sixers are probably going to make the NBA Finals and get beat down. But it'll be a good experience for them.
Yeah.
Because they are going to deliver.
Dude, I really don't see anyone in the East other than Toronto that.
Let's be honest. No team from the East is winning the NBA Finals this year.
No,
they're not. Nobody from the East is.
No.
Unless the Sixers shock the fucking world. No way.
Yeah, no. I just see either Toronto or the Sixers making it into the NBA Finals from the East.
And I don't see Toronto. Not the way they're playing against Washington.
Yeah,
I don't see that. Moving on to the hockey portion of the show. The second round of the playoffs are just about to begin, but the Game 7 matchup that nobody expected, I expected, most people did not. Most people predicted Boston would beat them at 5 or 6. Boston and Toronto, dude, that's going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't wait to watch that. That's going to be very exciting. In the West, in the second round, Nashville will play Winnipeg. Nashville will probably win that series. Winnipeg's very good, dude, but I'm just saying, I think Nashville's on a mission to make that cup.
From my eye test of watching these playoff games, I think Winnipeg's going to make the run in the West.
Okay. And then the Knights will play.
That's who I'm rooting for.
That's who I'm rooting
go
for.
Knights.
Go Knights.
I'm going for them for everything.
Knights
I want
versus
them.
The Sharks. Tampa will play the winner of Boston and Toronto tonight. And again, here we go. Some more Penguins and Capitals. And news, Malkin will not be ready. And Hagelin, two of their biggest weapons, will not be ready for game one. So it is prime for Ovechkin and the Capitals to strike and strike early.
Caps here,
dude. I'm obviously not a part of that crew, but I'm hoping it's going to be a great series either way. 6-7 games.
It always is.
6-7 games. Couple overtime games that could go either way.
This is the year Ovi's turning it on in fifth gear, though, and he's just going to start dumping pucks in.
Dude, the way the Penguins are playing, bro.
Yeah, the way the Penguins are playing, their defense isn't as hot as it usually is.
Dude.
Yeah,
but I mean,
their offense is hot as shit. I mean, I'll give them that.
They're putting up like 8 goals, yeah, 5 goals, like that.
Their offense is on fire, but.
But dude,
the
if
Flyers,
you put up 8 goals, you could give up 5 goals. Yeah, you're still winning that game.
Yeah, but the Flyers aren't as potent as an offense as the Washington Capitals.
Clearly not. But you gotta remember how close those teams were in points wise in the regular season. It wasn't like Pittsburgh was 95 and. Philadelphia was like 80. Like, they could have easily been different positions. Like, Penguins could have easily been the wild card. They weren't, but. Yeah. I think the Penguins are going to win the series. Like, they always beat the Caps in six games.
Caps in seven.
Six games. And I think the Penguins and Nashville are going to be playing in the Stanley Cup Finals again. And judging how they. I will not make my prediction of how that series will go until I see these next two series. But I think Nashville's out for blood. They want to play Pittsburgh again. They want to avenge their loss. Or they just want to make it to the final again and win. PK Subban wants a cup. He wants it.
If I had to make a guess, right, like if I had to pick my final, it's definitely not all Canada because I wouldn't watch it.
No, I will watch it.
I'm going Winnipeg, Tampa.
Scrub pick. That's what that is right there. Scrub pick.
Well, except I'm not picking the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Exactly. You're not even picking the Capitals. You've been saying Caps here, and you don't even have them.
Caps
here
to beat the Penguins in the second round.
That's not Caps. What Caps here is all about?
I know.
That's about winning the Stanley Cup.
I know.
Get
his
name on the cup. Caps here. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to beat the Penguins so bad. I didn't care about the cup. I didn't want to leave the second round.
I just wanted to rub my nuts on Sidney Crosby.
I wanted to beat Crosby at something finally.
I mean, I love Alex Ovechkin. He's my favorite player in the league. Would I love to see him win a cup? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's your favorite player in the league. I think he's better than Crosby. It's laughable.
Better goal scorer. We've had this debate. I said Crosby's better all around. But the best goal scorer in all of NHL
is Connor McDavid. Thank you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Connor McDavid. Absolutely.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Connor McDavid is a year or two away from being the best player in this league. From goal score, all around, everywhere. Boom, boom, boom.
Alex Ovechkin.
Can suck these nuts. And Sidney Crosby's nuts. Because next week we'll be talking, damn, I can't believe the Penguins are up 3-1, bro. It's crazy.
You know what? Fuck it. It's the Caps here. They're winning the whole thing.
Yeah, there we go. Finally, I got it out of you. Scouts has the Capitals. He's part of Caps here. Get him a t-shirt.
Vegas and Caps.
You just changed it completely.
Exactly, because now I'm all in on the Caps year, and I just want to see Vegas.
I would love for Fleury to win 3 Stanley Cups in a row.
Well, he wouldn't because it's Caps year.
But he would have a chance.
I don't know. The Devils are out. I don't really care who the fuck wins.
Who knows, bro? Could be a good year for them next year if Kovalchuk decides to come back and play with the Devils.
Oh, yeah.
He'll obviously take a pay cut because he's not going to get paid that much money, but who knows? And, I mean, before we close out the show here, I wanted to get into a little bit of UFC and just... I didn't watch the first Ultimate Fighter. I'm going to re-DVR it and watch it both tonight at some point. But besides that, got to get into Eddie Alvarez.
That idiot.
Okay. You know, I don't hate Eddie Alvarez. I like him as a fighter. He's a good fighter.
Yeah.
But today he said something about Khabib. He's been talking a lot of shit. I don't understand why. He talked shit on Khabib and said, you beat number 11 to win the championship. Think about that during Ramadan. I think Khabib's a Muslim. I'm not too sure.
I have no idea.
But I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Like, that's why he doesn't fight from May to September, because that's their, like, prayer period, their peace period. I don't know that much about religion. That's what I read. Now, Eddie Alvarez, you beat the actual champion to win your championship, and that's great. You know, that's something that you'll never forget. But let's not forget, also, that you lost to a guy who...
You got mollywopped.
...by a guy who you said you'd beat easy, like who had no chance against
you. He said
you.
It was his easiest fight.
Yes. And he was not even ranked in your division. Now, would he have been higher than 11? Probably. And was he a champion at the time? Yes, he was. But it wasn't like Khabib chose to fight number 11. Khabib wanted to face Tony Ferguson, and he couldn't. And he would have beat Tony Ferguson. I just don't get where Eddie Alvarez is coming. Because if Eddie Alvarez and Khabib were to fight, you know what would happen? Eddie Alvarez would get taken down and beat down in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 or 4 minutes. I don't care how good of a wrestler Eddie Alvarez thinks he is. He couldn't take Conor down, and Conor was just pummeling the fucking shit out of him.
Conor was hitting him in the mouth and knocking him on his ass.
I don't get it. I don't know what that was all about.
He just wants to get his name back in the...
In the mix.
In the conversation.
In the mix, yeah. I don't know. I read that quote. I was just like, what? That is completely ridiculous. It's just so. But all right, you know, that's about it for us today. I mean, it was a short episode, but it was really just a draft special.
Yeah, that's all it really was.
I might put out a full mock draft tomorrow. Not sure. Depends on what I'm doing. We will. While we watch this, we will go live on Periscope so you can view our reactions during the first round of the NFL draft tomorrow. We'll come out with a pizza review soon. I know we've been slacking on those. We'll get back. I'll get back to reviewing the great local mom-and-pop restaurants in the Valley. This has been the Brutally Honest Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been a Valley Rats Sports Empire production.